Chapter 1. The Convergence Begins. La Convergencia Comienza. Every nation has an origin story. It's the story they tell themselves about themselves to understand who they are. And Americans are no different. In many ancient civilizations, the origin story ties a people so intimately to the land that they're made out of it, molded by a creator from the literal soil of the place. The Japanese, the Menominee Indians of the Great Lakes, the Yoruba of West Africa, all have creation stories that tie the people and their history directly to the land. There's no memory of another place. In their telling, they have existed along with the land and had no life apart from it. Americans are very different. Our origin story has to bring almost all of us from somewhere else on the planet. So where does the story of the United States of America begin? Some of you might say Plymouth Rock, the spot on the damp New England shores where pilgrims are said by tradition to have come ashore from the Mayflower in 1620. Others might say Jamestown, some 600 miles to the south, where in 1607, Englishmen in search of fortune, not fleeing religious persecution, began probing the sandy inlets and started spinning gold from tobacco. This country was not just a creation of the British Empire, however. There were 500 nations in North America before a European ship ever dropped anchor off the eastern seaboard. Once Europeans started coming over in ever greater numbers, the territory that is now the United States became home to many colonies. The Dutch made their way up the Hudson River and settled in the breathtakingly beautiful valleys of what's now upstate New York. At the mouth of the river, Dutch farms and trading houses spread over the tracts of land around the great harbor that became New York City. The Swedes tried to make a go of colonization in parts of what's now Delaware and Pennsylvania. Even the Scots, before becoming part of the United Kingdom, attempted to plant colonies in what's now Maritime Canada, New Jersey, and the Carolinas. France's North American empire stretched across a vast and rich swath of the continent, many times the size of the parent country.